KJ's Country 104.7 FM Kennel Club on this Monday morning. And now Mike Friedgen joining us once again. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Kevin.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Yourself?
Doing good, thank you. Well, let's get caught up on some of the things that are going on. First, let's talk about the pets you got out there. What's available for adoption right now out there at the shelter?
Well, we have some dogs that are available. You know, last week we were talking about 4th of July and everything, and be careful with your dogs.
Yeah.
We did end up getting some dogs brought in. That looked like they scurried off because of the fireworks and stuff. And a couple came in from Oscoda. So, you know, some people don't think their dogs can make it this far, but people pick them up and drop them off at the shelter. So if you are missing a pet from last week, give us a call at 362-3170 and check, because those pets come up for adoption today.
Ooh.
We want to make sure the owners get their dogs back before we get or place them with another home.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, I'll give you guys a call out there for sure. All right, so you got those dogs available, but you got what? I'm sure plenty of kittens and cats, too.
Oh, we do. We have some really nice kittens and cats.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that like to sit on your lap and be petted, and others that kind of like to, you know, protect their own little areas.
Right.
You know, guard cats, I call them.
Guard cats, I like that, yeah.
But they're great pets, and, you know, they're nice to be around. They all purr when you pet them.
Right.
So that's important.
Yeah.
And they make a friendly and safe environment. So
you bet. All right, so you got some pets out there available for adoption, but you got a big event coming up that we want to hit on again for you guys.
Yes, we have the first annual golf outing that's being put on by the Iosco County Humane Society and Heartland Home Care and Hospice.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring it for us. It's going to be at Red Hawk Golf Course on July 31st. Registration is going to start at 8 a.m. Shotgun start at 9:30. Coffee and donuts and lunch will be provided. There's prizes for the longest drive, longest putt, closest to the pin, and best overall team. Now, Kevin, I looked, okay?
Yeah.
None of those prizes include being given a pet.
I knew you were right.
Unless you want one. You know, we can work something out if you want one. But it's a four-person scramble, $75 per person. Also want to mention that, you know, if you don't have a team but you want to participate, you can call Yvonne Trout at 989-254-7748, and she will set us up. We can put teams together.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know,
yeah.
You don't have to be, oh, I didn't go because I didn't have a team. You know, if you want to participate, let us know. We'll get you on a team, and you'll have a good time. I almost can guarantee it.
Boy, you bet. Now, is that where they would get registered to call Yvonne? How do they get set up for this thing?
Yes, they can call Yvonne, or they can call Red Hawk at 362-0800, and they'll be glad to take the information. We'd like to have registration done by the 24th of July, so we know how many teams we have and where we're at with the setups.
Okay.
There are for the businesses in town and stuff. If you want to sponsor a hole, there are holes available, and they can call Yvonne in regards to sponsoring a hole.
Excellent.
It'll be a fun day.
Yeah.
Good activities. You know, I'm going to participate in golf out there. Well, I should say I'm going to participate in this sport. You can't say what I'm doing is golf.
Hey, I know that feeling very well. Same way. Even if you can't golf well, come on out because you're helping to support a great cause.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, the shelter, people don't realize, it's costly to run the shelter.
Right.
And one of the things that I like about our shelter is animals don't get put down unless they're sick or vicious.
Right.
You know, and so we keep them a little longer so we can find homes for them.
Sure.
Or adopt them. So that's a little bit more, cost a little bit more money than some places that will just eliminate the animal, you know, and we don't like doing that.
Exactly. All right. Well, Mike, if they want more information in general, best thing to call out to the shelter.
Yep, call out to the shelter or stop out by the shelter. We're next to the road commission on 55. The number for the shelter is 362-3170. And you call, and if you can't make it when we're open, call and make an appointment, and somebody will meet you there.
Sounds good. Mike Friedgen, hey, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll catch up with you again next Monday morning.
Well, thank you, Kevin. You have a good day, and thank you to Carol Broadcasting.